The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott, this is Free Fire Radio.
And good morning. This is KCNR 1460 AM Community Radio for the North State. And no, it's not Linda and Carl. And it is Thursday, so it's Trish Clark and my co-host today.
Sharon Clark, good morning.
And we welcome you and look forward to doing the show today. We've got great guests to go through the couple of hours with you. It's going to be sunny and hot, 84 degrees. Mostly clear and low tonight of 58 degrees. On Friday, sunny and breezy with a high near 81 and a low of 82. Saturday, high of 86. Saturday night, low of 57. On Sunday, 88 and 57 in the evenings. Monday, 89, maybe pushing up into the 90 point. But it's going to be some wind over the weekends, and we're not looking forward to that because you know what happens with the wind and the heat, and all of a sudden we're in the middle of fire season. So please be careful and be doing your clearing. The weather is always brought to us by Shasta Gas Propane. Our customers are warm friends. They're locally owned and operated. They give veterans and senior discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793. Good morning, Bob.
Well, good morning, ladies, and I guess we get to see a lot of each other over the next 2 days.
Yeah, we're going to be doing this show today, and then we're going to be live broadcast from the Mount Shasta Mall tomorrow morning from 7 to 10. So be sure and tune in for that.
Mm-hmm.
The Clark and Clark Show.
The Clark and Clark Show, yeah. 2 days in a row. Are you guys ready for that? Oh, my gosh. Jump into the chat room at KCNR1460.com or give us a call at 605-4567. So, Sharon.
Yes.
What's going on today and tomorrow?
Yeah, so basically, for those of you that haven't heard, we are promoting the Healthy Aging Fair, which is a great resource-driven event taking place inside the Mount Shasta Mall tomorrow from 9 to 1, right in front of JCPenney in the court there. And part of our pre-promotion today is we've invited some of the vendors to come on and do little mini interviews to kind of introduce themselves and encourage people to come out tomorrow and visit them. We have about 40 vendors coming. And we'll have some free health screenings. You and I will be there. All different types of vendors there will. I know that Physical Therapy and Balance Center is going to be doing an amazing fall risk assessment, which is like a 5-minute little protocol. So that's going to be great. And I know that Shining Care is doing a memory care assessment. So I mean, there's going to be some great screenings going on. There'll be prize giveaways at 12:30. We have a bunch of gift baskets to give away. So it's going to be super fun.
I know. And, you know, it's bringing back such great memories because many years ago, yep. You and I started these with the Older Adult Policy Council, mm-hmm. and we started doing these great senior events. Mm-hmm. You're calling the Healthy Aging Fair. But it was fun to do that. And I know that I've had some of the seniors tell me that they've missed these events.
Oh, so. Yeah. And when we used to do those because this event will be similar in that you get a little passport with a random 20 vendors on it. You need to get that signed off at those booths, and then you put it into the prize drawing. But I remember when we were really into what we called it the Senior Expo back then, and they would come, and these same mothers and daughters, they would, oh, we know what to do. They'd get their bags. They'd get their passport. They knew, you know, they were happy to be there and get all this info. So we're hoping this event has been held before over at the Mercy Oaks campus, which was the attendance wasn't as good. I think it was more of a destination location.
I think so.
Yeah. And so this we're hoping is going to be a bit better. We're going to have people that come for it, but then there's also going to be the passive people that are just shopping in the mall walkers. So, you know, all of the vendors, we want to reach out to seniors. We want to educate seniors and their families about what we provide in Reading for those of people that plan to age here. And you want to know this information before the crisis time.
Shasta County is blessed with a lot of agencies that provide services for seniors. Unfortunately, we don't think about that until we need the services, and then we don't know where to start.
Absolutely.
Looking.
And
we've talked about that
before.
Yeah,
and some of these nonprofits, they just don't, unfortunately, have the financial, you know, backing to really promote themselves. So this is an event that's really affordable, and all of the for them, and all of the monies raised, because there was a fee for the vendors to attend, all the proceeds from this event will dump right into Elder Abuse Awareness Month, which is in June, and we have some amazing events happening in Reading, so that's stuff that we can be talking about as well. But no one's making any money on it. It's all nonprofit, and then dumping back into the Elder Abuse Prevention Month. So that'll be super great.
Good.
So I'm looking forward to.
I'm just looking at the list of vendors that are going to be there tomorrow, and everything from some of the county agencies and Planning and Service Area 2 Area Agency on Aging, some independent people, Social Security.
The DA's office will be there.
District Attorney's office. Yeah. That's great. Health and United Way.
Yeah, we'll have Alzheimer's Association. There's a ton of nonprofits. The other cool thing that we're doing tomorrow that we're asking the seniors to participate in is a survey that has been put together to really kind of rate what their needs are. Because as the Older Adult Policy Council gathers and looks at services and what's needed and makes decisions and we're influencers of everyone in this group, we want to know what's needed out there. And so it's a couple pages long, and we're hoping that everybody will take the time to do it because it really helps the rest of us know what's still needed out there and gives the senior a voice in what those needs are.
And helps to focus the money that does come into the community. There's federal money and there's state money, and it dwindles all the time. And certainly over the last several years has been diminished somewhat in that it serves a broader spectrum of people. Mm-hmm. It used to be just adult or senior funding. Now it's senior or adult. Disabled, and it's opened it up to a wide spectrum where our senior money that came in for home meals on wheels, home congregate meals, mm-hmm. legal aid, all those things is split now. It's not so much. And what we're finding is that the needs are different. Mm-hmm. It used to be congregate meal was a huge big deal. I think everyone is getting aware that eating lunch at a senior center isn't like it used to be. There isn't the crowd that wants to do that. There's a bigger demand for home-delivered meals for that mm-hmm. big aging population. But the new crowd of seniors is coming up, and they do exercise, and they do Tai Chi, and they do computers, and they do all kinds of things. They're not so much interested in having lunch.
Correct. Or bingo. Square dancing or these other, I remember being in
the... Now they're doing line dancing,
stuff. And we've got these baby boomers hitting that age, and I remember being on in a meeting with you years ago where they were chatting about what the baby boomers are going to want in a senior center, yoga, wine tasting, this is a crowd that doesn't really want to be treated like they're old. And so there's going to be a real shift of services happening as we go through the next couple of years.
So we really encourage everybody to fill out that survey and let us know what it is you do want. Bob, you got information you'd like to join in here with us?
Only that I recall a comedy routine in Reno some years ago, and this was like 20 years ago, and this guy goes, "This will be the coolest generation of old people ever," and he does this thing like he's on a walker going, da-da-da-da-dum. Led Zeppelin thing.
Well, and it's I think it's true though, because who knew that one of the biggest attractions at a senior center would be computer classes a few years ago?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, when we first started that, I thought, I don't know. Well, and that was 20 some years ago, and now we do computer classes 3 days a week.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's one of the biggest draws we have, and they're in there wanting to know how to operate their smartphones and their iPads.
I was going to say, and are you doing like smartphone stuff?
Exactly.
Too?
That's exactly what they want to come in. They bring their new tablets and they want to know how to communicate with their grandkids, and those classes are great, and they come from all over Shasta County down to the Frontier Senior Center mm-hmm. to do those.
I have a couple caregivers I need to tell about that, because I have a few retirees, and one of our scheduling pieces, we said, if you have a smartphone, you can do blankety blank. And she's like, "How do you know if you have a smartphone?" Yeah. You probably don't. But now she has like a Samsung or something. So mm-hmm. she's trying to move into the next millennium now. But
well, and it's great because they all get together and the facility down there. But I'm just as by way of thought is. We have the ability to put it all up on a big screen, and if they don't know what the answer is, they look it up on the internet and figure out how to do this and mm-hmm. how to do that, and they can all get hooked up to the Wi-Fi, and it's great. What they answer each other's questions for each
That's
other.
That's right.
Who would have thought that Google would be a verb?
Yeah.
Google it. Yeah. I just Googled it. Yeah.
Yeah. Wow. And I always have to share that because I'm I. Yeah. have been brought along with this kicking and screaming, but I'll call my son for some information. He'll say, just a minute, and I go, oh, darn, you're Googling it. Why didn't I do that?
Well, we're
going to take a break.
You betcha. We're going to go ahead and take our first break here. 605-530-605-4567, the number if you want to call in. This portion of the program brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air, serving the North State for over 20 years with outstanding service to all models and makes of heating and cooling systems. Warranties, guarantees, they have 7-day-a-week, 24-hour service. They took care of my heating and cooling needs. They can take care of yours, too. Alliance Heating and Air, call 221-2642. Check out their website at homecomfort.org.
The Bulls are back. It's Bulls and Barrels, Wednesday, May 16th, as Wranglers and Leather meet up with the toughest cowboys, the baddest bulls, the talent and grace of barrel racers, and the insanity of chuck wagon races. A full night of extreme bull riding, WPRA barrel racing, chuck wagon races, and a little mutton busting thrown in for the little tights. Opening night of Reading Rodeo will be a night of thrills, danger, and excitement as guys, girls, and kids match up for this wild and gritty event. Book your tickets now at readingrodeo.com or the Rodeo Ticket Office. Hurry, this show will sell out.
Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank, consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Shasta Regional Medical Center is located in the heart of downtown Reading and was the recipient of the 2017 Health Grades Patient Safety and Excellence Award. Our hospital is committed to always providing exceptional care and performance as a certified chest pain center, certified primary stroke center, and most recently earning the Joint Commission's Gold Seal of Approval for hip and knee replacement. When it comes to quality, compassion, and community, Shasta Regional Medical Center is the community choice.
It is tough establishing a new business in California, and even tougher if you're trying to understand the multiple laws that seem to have no other reason but to make your life harder. How do you deal with those legal hurdles while trying to build this new business or expand an existing one? By having your own qualified expert assist you. Douglas Wright, attorney at law, specializes in business law and is well versed in the morass of legal questions facing a California business. Douglas Wright, a professional corporation, 530-243-6000 or DouglasWrightLaw.com.
Astronaut Bob the Drop here. There's been a lot of talk about water found on Mars. Why would you go all the way to Mars for water when we have the best tasting water at Mount Shasta? It comes from our protected springs and is delivered right to your door.
Great planning, Bob.
Hey, where are you going with that? Those Martians are stealing my water. Guess we have some new customers. And anyone can get Mount Shasta spring water if they call us at 1-800-922-6227.
Sure and simple. Naturally, the best Mount Shasta spring water.
Learn more about our shows and hosts. Check us out online at kcnr1460.com.
Coming up on 719, KCNR's Free Fire Radio. I want to tell you about a guy named Jeff Wurst. He's the crack master. He knows the ins and outs of proper windshield repair. He's been repairing them for years. He's Bureau of Automotive Repair approved. He's truly from the old school. He's not working along the side of the road. He will repair your windshield in a controlled environment. Don't fool around because that windshield is a integral part of your car's protection system. Chips up to a quarter size and cracks up to 24 inches long. When he fixes it, it stays fixed. Bring your vehicle in for a free inspection and analysis. That is Crackmaster, 328 South Market. Call 241-8373.
for an appointment today.
And welcome back. It is Thursday, and this is Trish Clark, and I'm joined with my co-host, Sharon Clark.
Good morning.
And we are joined in the studio now with by Debbie Wayland, and she's with Planning and Service Area 2 HICAP program. Good morning, Debbie.
Good morning.
Tell us what all that just means, PSA 2 HICAP.
PSA 2 HICAP is the service area provider, PSA 2 in YRECA. They are the funding agencies for programs either directly or indirectly. The state and federal funds come to them, and they pay out to the different agencies that they fund. HICAP and Ombudsman are direct services of PSA 2. So we are direct employees. They also fund the nutrition programs, passages programs, different programs throughout the five counties.
PSA stands for Planning and Service Area, and
yes.
There are 48 planning and service areas in the state of California.
In the state of California.
The Shasta County is in a five-county planning and service area with MODOC, Siskiyou, Trinity,
Lassen,
and Shasta.
Yep.
You haven't lost it, Trish.
Well, I did that for a lot of years. And that's how the funding from the Older Californians Act and the Older Americans Act is passed down to local jurisdictions to be distributed throughout. And our planning and service area, again, is the local office, or the office is in YRECA, and we serve five counties. So HICAP stands for?
Health Insurance Counseling and Advocacy Program. We advocate for Medicare beneficiaries.
And so if people have questions about their health care coverage under Medicare, et cetera, and you're a senior, you can call HICAP.
Anybody with Medicare. We have clients under 65 with Medicare disabled. Anything dealing with Medicare, we don't just with seniors. It's any billing problems. Medicare denies a claim. Come and see us. Give us a call. Drug plans. You need a drug plan, so come and see us. Supplemental insurance, we advocate and let you understand what's going on. Don't let the agents push you into it. Help us help you with understanding what they're all about.
So they can come sit down with you when open enrollment comes and things like that, and you will help them. Because sometimes medications change, what's covered.
Yes.
Maybe they have a new diagnosis of something that's going on with them physically, and we want to be sure that the treatments will be covered.
Right.
So you guys will. And so you at your booth there, that'll be great because people can come by and see you, and you can kind of introduce them to all of the different things that you do. Now, do you guys have a local office here, too?
Our office is here on Hartnell Avenue in the Hartnell Castle, 1647 Hartnell. We're there Monday through Friday. Come see us.
And they can just stop in?
Yes, they can stop in. We may set an appointment for you if nobody is open at the time.
Mm-hmm.
We have four paid staff in the office, and then we also have a few volunteers that come into the office on a weekly basis. And then we have volunteers in the outside area, so in the five counties. So anything that we can do, the drug plans, the Medicare, anything, we'll have all kinds of information for you tomorrow at the fair.
And have you noticed, I certainly have from my standpoint, in the last 18 months to 2 years, a lot more issues with Medicare coverages, with things getting, things that used to be paid aren't being paid, things that even the doctors thought were going to be covered, like hospital beds.
Right.
They're saying no, and they're wanting now to. These companies want to bill the senior. Have you kind of come across some of that, too?
We've seen a few problems with medical equipment. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
If it all stems from the coding, most of it stems from the coding. If it's not sent in to Medicare in the correct manner, and the doctors and their billings office are so busy with this stuff, getting it all into Medicare so that the beneficiary can get it paid. We've had cases of walkers being denied by Medicare. First off, because there was a fraud case involved. Somebody 5 years ago ordered a walker, and it was billed in her name.
Oh, wow.
So at
okay.
this time, they denied it because she already had one. So we worked to get that corrected, and she got the walker that she needed that the doctor had prescribed.
Yeah, and you know, like I've had a client where, like, literally the company was like, well, if you can't pay for the bed, you've had it for 6 months, Medicare's not covering it, we're coming to get your hospital bed today. So, you know, that's so those are situations that if there is something that you could do, they could come see you. I mean, sometimes it may not be possible to fix it at that point, but at least you could try.
We start in and give it a try to fix it. And we're generally pretty good at getting it done. We've had a couple cases through the years that we were unable to solve, but 99% of the cases we can get solved.
That's amazing. I know I get asked a lot of times about when these and so does my staff, when these open enrollments come and these supplementals come, and it's you've got to be a specialist in this area.
Right.
This is not something I would want to do. And then you have a senior with worry and stress and maybe some other memory issues trying to figure this stuff out. It can be very complicated.
Right.
Yeah. And if they don't take care of those issues during that open enrollment period and they find out that they're in a drug program that doesn't cover three of the medications that they've taken for years,
right,
that can be really bad. Yeah. And maybe there's not a way to switch them to other drugs that they do cover. So it's really important that you pay attention. Yeah. And each time that open enrollment comes up, find out if you're on new medications or what have you.
We ask new beneficiaries when they come in, they're new to Medicare, January, February, March, July, whatever. We ask them to please come back in October to make sure of the plans for the new year. They change, they drop, they raise premiums, they drop drugs. Mm-hmm. So, yes, we ask them to come in and check on it every year. I again had a client come in the other day that it was too expensive, hadn't paid attention to the premiums going up, and all of a sudden the drugs are going up and the premium's going up. I'm sorry, we can't help you until October. So you need to check on it every year.
Yeah, that's one of those. They're not going to come knocking at your door to let you know what's being changed and how it's going to impact you.
Right.
It's on us to double check that. And that's one of those, really, if you have an aging parent, I would really encourage the adult children to be on top of that with them and go to some of those appointments and help oversee that, because at some point they may need intervention and help with understanding exactly what's going on.
Yeah, tomorrow you're shopping for Mother's Day for Mom. Drop by our booth and we can talk to you about making sure that Mom and Dad are covered and doing well.
Mm-hmm. And they may be paying out-of-pocket expenses they don't need to be.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, a lot of coverage there. That's kind of what this whole show about tomorrow is to make yourself aware of what is available out there. If you've got that in the back of your mind, when it arises, take the opportunity tomorrow to go in for this show, walk around, talk to the different agencies, pick up some cards, some information, make up a little file maybe about, so when something happens, because you don't see it coming, and it's one day at a time, but we all know that one day can change so many things in your life, and that's when you need that information and don't need to be digging for it. So take this opportunity to walk around and get the information so you've got it at your fingertips when something happens, because
I was with a new client yesterday, and her husband had a stroke and just got home. And she's, you know, had him in a rehab facility here in town. We got him home, and the cares it's a new normal. I mean, you know, you're only going to recover so much after something like that, and at the age he's at. And so I said, as she's kind of just getting her bearings, she's been home a couple of weeks. I said, you really need to come to this event on Friday. I said, because my staff's there during the day, so she can, you know, have some time to get out and whatnot. I said, you have a husband who is going to need these services. And if he doesn't need them now, he's going to at some point.
Right.
And so, because she had talked about maybe needing assisted living at some point. And I said, well, there's, you know, placement companies there. There's assisted living facilities there. This is the great thing about this event is it's a kind of a non-threatening atmosphere. It's not like you're having to make an appointment and go into someone's office and you feel like, oh gosh, you know, this is like a big deal. It's kind of this nice, relaxed atmosphere and a fun atmosphere to just get that information. And, you know, all of us want the best for you. And a lot of people say, well, I hope I never need your services. And I don't take that in a bad way. I'm like, I hope you never need my services, you know. But if you do, you want to know who to call. You know,
if you do,
you want to know, you know, ethical, integrous people in our community to call. And that's where we want to make sure that the people have the info.
And there's some interesting information here, along with the district attorney's office, which maybe has some fraud and things,
prevention tips
available. There's also the Shasta Suicide Prevention Clinic, Senior Care Solutions, some things that maybe, if you've got that in the back of your mind and you maybe know someone that maybe is thinking about that, you hate to take that step and actually call. This is your opportunity to just kind of wander by, get some information, see if you're on the right track and maybe head in the right direction.
And
without
Amy's
having
great
to,
from the suicide prevention. And she did a training for my staff. And boy, that the rate of suicide over 70 is one of the fastest growing segments. And so it's to identify what you're looking for if you're the caregiver or the family of somebody is really important. So there's going to be a lot of great information there.
Mm-hmm.
So will you be by yourself tomorrow? Will you have a cohort?
I'll have my staff with
me.
The office will be closed tomorrow, and all the staff and a couple of volunteers will be there to help you through, show you around the way, give you information, making sure that when you leave the event tomorrow, you've got enough information for the future.
Wonderful.
Thanks so much, Debbie, for coming in this morning.
You're
look forward to
welcome.
Seeing you tomorrow. Nice to see you again.
See you then. Bye-bye.
Right. So we're going to take a break, and we'll be right back with our next guest from Spectrum Prosthetics and Orthotics. Easy for me to say.
At 729, make that 730. This portion of the program brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, 2463 Athens Avenue. Man's last stronghold. You'll check them out down there. Great guys. 244-9478. Proud sponsor of Free Fire Radio. Proud Cypress Square Barbershop.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
River Resort and Casino is offering a fabulous Mother's Day brunch on Sunday, May 13th from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. Buffet includes omelet station, prime rib, roast turkey, fresh chilled crabs, steamed clams with an array of delicious trimmings and desserts. Adults $25 with River Club card. Children $11. Kids 5 and under eat free. All ladies will be entered into a drawing for a Wind River Retreat spa package. Reservation suggested. Call 1-800-280-UWIN. For complete menu, download the Wind River app. It's better at the river.
Are you a trivia geek? Think you know pop culture? Are you ready for a challenge? Yeah? No? Maybe? Whatever. It's fun, and that's all that matters. Grab your friends and head down to Wind River Resort and Casino and play the River Trivia Challenge. Live every Tuesday night at 8 o'clock inside Overtime Lounge. Test your knowledge and show your skills by playing the River Trivia Challenge for a chance to win free slot play and fantastic prizes. For official rules and details, log on to WindRiver.com. Trivia is better at the river.
My name is Sam. I am 19 and was born and raised in Reading. It looks like criminals are taking over our city. There's so many parks in Reading that I played in when I was a kid. It seems now that they're covered with trash and filled with sketchy-looking people. It's sad, but I won't go near those parks. Why can't we do something about this? I hear stories of people walking into stores, taking whatever they want, and walking out without paying, and nothing happens to them. Cars get stolen by the same bad guys, and still, nothing happens to them. Then I learned that the state gave Shasta County $20 million to build an adult rehabilitation center. This was supposed to help convicted criminals learn new skills so they might find a better life. Seems like a step in the right direction, but the county gave the money back. Why?
My name is Joe Comenti, and I'm asking you to elect me to the Shasta County Board of Supervisors. Law enforcement is aggressively trying to protect us, but it's time for new leadership at the Board of Supervisors. It's time for action.
Paid for by the committee to elect Joe Comenti.
Got something stuck in your craw? Give us a call, 605-4567.
733 KCNR's Free Fire Radio. This portion of the program brought to you by, well, one of our lovely co-hosts. It's Home Helpers. If your loved one is needing extra help at home or recovering from injury or surgery, Home Helpers is the place to call. They can get as little as 2 hours or all the way up to 24-hour a day care. Schedules based on the needs of your loved one. Sharon Clark, a winner of the Business Woman of the Year for here in the city of Reading. She will help get you all set up with a consultation. Learn more at ReadingHomeHelpers.com or call them at 226-8350. There is no place like home.
And welcome back. This is Free Fire Radio for the North State. Jump into the chat room if you'd like to join us at KCNR1460.com. Or if you have a question, give us a call at 605-4567. It is, in fact, Thursday, so it's Trish Clark and
Sharon Clark, and I have the no E.
And so we're visiting about the upcoming Healthy Aging Fair tomorrow at the Mount Shasta Mall. And we're joined in the studio now by Jeff Zeller. Good morning, Jeff.
Good morning, ladies. Thank you for having me today.
And you have an interesting business, and I'm going to try and say it again. Spectrum Prosthetics and Orthotics.
Beautiful.
It was a little difficult first.
I went through that. But talk to us about what you're going to be sharing with folks tomorrow at the fair.
Well, you know, we enjoy being able to meet with different seniors and people all over, but we really have a heart for seniors, and so we love to see them out there in this kind of a realm where they have a chance to see all the different types of available services to Reading, and we've been serving Reading for 15 years now, and we are going to have a table there that will have a lot of information about different types of bracing if you have any issues with your back, your knee, your ankle, all these kinds of things. We also will have some information about prosthetics if you have a need for a prosthetic limb, or, you know, maybe you're in the point where you're having to wrestle with possibly losing a limb, or you know a family member who's ready to lose a limb or something. Hopefully we can guide you, give you some information of what that looks like for them and for you. And so we're just there to kind of inform and educate.
The great thing you guys have, too, is the diabetic shoes.
We do have diabetic shoes that we provide for patients. Mm-hmm. Medicare provides three pairs of custom-made insoles off of a mold that we take of your foot, and then we go ahead and build those in our in-house lab, and those are made specifically to your feet, and those are to help if you have neuropathy in your feet and you start to lose sensation. That's the one thing that Medicare does preventively, and that is they provide these insoles that are cushioned to allow you to not get any, you know, real bad ulcers or things mm-hmm. like that with your feet.
I know you really educated me years ago on this issue, because when you have, and I have clients that have neuropathy, which is, you know, numbness in your feet, and if you, like, worst case scenario, Trish, you step on a nail, you don't know you have it. You get a pebble in your shoe.
Yeah.
You don't feel it. And so these, in your, or your sock, or you have this issue, and so inspecting your feet and good foot care is super, super, super important for people that have that issue.
Absolutely.
And it leads to amputation if it's not addressed, which is, I think, why Medicare started this program, because it's cheaper to give them the shoes than it is to deal with an amputation and prosthetics and all of that that comes along with,
for sure.
with that.
For sure, yeah. Everything starts at the ground, you know, mm-hmm. with your feet. And if those are uncomfortable, the rest of your body is going to compensate and do things mm-hmm. that are going to cause you to not be comfortable.
I think that's so important, and I think the foot care that you mentioned is really important, that people take the time to inspect your feet, look at them, and if you've got something hurting, make sure what it is.
Yeah.
It can, because your balance and everything about you, if your feet are not working well, then nothing.
Well, yeah, it leads to a lot of other.
Well, and with issues. The neuropathy, it can lead to, you know, you don't have feeling in your feet, okay, so that's the base of your support, and so then you do get your balance gets, you know,
compromised.
Mm-hmm. And so we even have some bracing that we do for people that are very, it's very lightweight, and it helps to give them back that proprioception when you walk, you know, if they have the feeling that they aren't steady and stuff. We have some bracing that we can do that mm-hmm. will, that's very minimal, but it really, that people find a big, big help to be able to get that proprioception of where your foot is in space because you lose that.
Right.
You know?
And a lot of times, I know there are people that maybe have a medical issue with a knee or whatever, and they're going to Walgreens and buying something or online.
Yes.
And will Medicare cover this most of the time with a doctor's prescription to do the bracing? Or,
yes. A lot of times Medicare, you know, they're throwing more and more things,
hurdles
yeah. to get things done. Uh-huh. But, yes, with the proper documentation from your physician, which we work hand in hand with everybody's physician because, you know, it's sometimes a struggle to get everything, all the ducks in a row mm-hmm. to make that happen. But we have a team of six admin people that's all they do all day long, you know, mm-hmm. is work on that kind of thing. And so I feel that, yes, so the knee bracing that you see on TV, be very careful about calling that 800 number because it's really, they're going to send you a brace in the mail. They've never seen you before. They've never actually seen what your body type is and your tissue. We check all that stuff. You know, if you have a lot of redundant tissue around the knee, you know, we have to make sure we allow for that because otherwise just taking a measurement of your knee is not going to give you the proper fit. And so we're there to make sure that once you get the device that you're able to utilize, know how to put the device on and off, If there's any problems with the fit, you're always welcome, because we don't get paid for office visits. You go, you come, we fit you, and then if you have problems with that, you come back to us and we fix it. We address it. You know, if you were swollen when we casted you, or not when we cast you, but when we measured you, and now you've lost some of that, you know, the brace has fallen down your leg. How do we address that? You know, things like that.
Well, and that's an important consideration. Rather than when these things that are covered by Medicare, you have the opportunity to go and buy the proper piece of equipment that's going to help you. If you get something that doesn't fit you right, and maybe it's going to wear calluses or blisters on your leg, that's not a good thing, and you may end up in worse shape than you were when you started. So take the time to go to the proper people to help you set it up right.
Yeah, and if you have to pay it out of pocket, at least make it worth it for yourself, because you probably have had people come in that bought that thing that didn't work and then ended up having to spend again.
Yes, exactly.
You might as well pay a little more and do it right.
Many times. And like you were saying, Trish, it's like, you know, that's one of my little spiels after when I'm checking somebody out. I say, you know, we've got this device measured. Everything's fitting you right today, you know. But if you come back to us and you've got wash rags stuck between where it was rubbing you and all these, you know, Band-Aids all over you, that means we aren't doing our job.
That's right.
So you have to make
sure
you come back.
Yeah, exactly. Take advantage. So this is that great opportunity with the Healthy Aging Fair tomorrow at the Mount Shasta Mall. And they're going to be coming in where it's from 9 to 1. The Kaleidoscope Coffee area is where you kind of will start your tour of all these, what, 40 agencies?
You'll get your map and passport.
And you'll be able to go and see all of the people that are going to be there. Take your time. Make this an outing for a couple of hours, because there's lots of information there. And you'll be able to visit with Jeff Zeller at Spectrum Prosthetics
and
Orthotics.
And it's great, you know, for people to meet people like Jeff, because though you may not need his services yet, like a lot of these, you know, you want to know who to call, and you've met the owner. You know, I've had many clients, you know, have back fractures, and they end up in a brace recovering. And so you're like, hey, when you figure this out, if this comes your way at some point, you're like, hey, I know a company I want to work with. I've met the owner. I really liked the guy. You know, and so I think, again, none of us look forward to needing any of these things.
We hope we don't have to talk to any of you people ever.
Yeah.
Exactly. In a serious matter.
However, odds are, at some point in aging, I always say it's kind of like driving an older car across the country. Things are going to break down. You know, and you've got to have your mechanics available to help with navigating this little situation that you're going to have until you get back on the road. And so, you know, and there's a lot of things that you treat people for that are recoverable, that they can continue to get their independence back and be safer at home and be safer with their balance, and they need to know all that stuff. What do you think your most common customer is? What is the most common thing your biggest?
You know, we just do so many. We have such a gamut of things. Mm-hmm. But I would say that, you know, it's just that's what makes it such a fun job, is that every day is different. But, a lot of shoes and inserts. Mm-hmm. You know, we do a lot of those. Mm-hmm. Those are all custom made. And we do a lot with the VA for shoes and inserts.
It's a good thing for the Veterans Administration. That's a good thing to know if you are a veteran. There are these things available for you. I always encourage. I think our veteran population is probably the most hesitant to step forward and take advantage of the things they have so justly earned.
Absolutely,
I concur. Mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure. I just encouraged a gentleman the other day who's on Medicare but doesn't have a secondary, and so he's got 20% to pay on things. And I said, you know, you're wearing a Vietnam vet hat.
Yeah.
You know, do you get services through the VA? Oh, no, I don't. I said, well, I'm just letting you know that, you know, if you don't have that secondary, that's 20%, you know, which we will definitely work with you on that. But the VA would allow you to have all this stuff taken care of, and you don't have to worry about it.
And all they got to do is go down to the Veterans Administration office, the Veterans Service Officer right here in Reading, and sit down, visit with them, get yourself in the system, and you so richly deserve it. No one in the United States deserves these things more than our veterans.
And I think they deserve more.
Well, so
at the very minimum, at least take advantage
minimum
of what you have. Yeah.
Please
take
advantage of those services that are available.
Was he
going to
do it?
Yeah, he said he would, but then right before that, there was a gentleman both legs above the knee that were and he didn't, he had Medicare, but that VA takes care of those things in a better way than Medicare does.
Right,
I he had never used the VA, went down to the guy, got everything, Now he's got ramps to his front door. He's got all this stuff now.
Oh, wonderful.
And he's like, he's very happy.
Wonderful.
Yeah, well, and I know Carl and Linda do this on a regular basis, give a shout out to the veteran community and do a lot of things involved, but I just can't encourage you enough. If you've just returned, if you're a longtime veteran or a new veteran, or what, go down and visit with them. Find out what's available for you. Take that advantage and make it happen.
Absolutely.
So, Jeff, we'll look forward to seeing you tomorrow. We're going to be there, and please stop by our booth and chat with us again. And we're going to be there from 7 to 10 tomorrow, doing a live remote from the Mount Shasta Mall with the Healthy Aging Fairy.
Thanks, Jeff.
Great. You bet. Okay. I do want to encourage any of my Spectrum patients that are out there to make sure they get down and see all these great things tomorrow.
Wonderful. Good. Thanks, Jeff.
All right, and we're going to take a break, and we'll be right back.
I love the color of the sun and the way the sunlight plays upon her hair. I hear the sound of the perfume on the wind that makes the perfume through the air.
The best of the best meet up May 16th through 19th as Wranglers and Leather come together to celebrate 70 years of Redding rodeo history. The toughest competitors challenge the best rodeo stock on the West Coast with four nights of pure adrenaline pumping excitement. Opening night, the extreme bull riding event, barrel racing, and the insanity of the wildly popular chuck wagon races. Purchase tickets for the May 12th stake feed and rodeo tickets online at RedingRodeo.com or at the rodeo ticket office on Auditorium Drive. Sponsored by Foothill Distributing, McConnell Foundation, and California Highway Patrol.
For some, yard work isn't a chore. It's a passion. If you're someone who loves being outside and takes pride in your lawn, then you need the Honda HRX, one of the most technologically advanced walk-behind mowers on the planet. The HRX features the VersaMo system, a unique 4-in-1 system that lets you bag, mulch, discharge, or shred leaves with no attachments. Then there's Honda's exclusive MicroCut twin-blade cutting system, which gives you finer clippings for more bagging capacity, or when mulching, finer clippings that actually help feed your lawn. Plus, the HRX's handle and controls are ergonomically designed to be comfortable on your hands. A limited lifetime warranty on the Nexsight deck and an impressive 5-year limited warranty on the mower make the HRX one of the best values anywhere. To learn more, just visit Honda.com. Better yet, come see the Honda HRX at Lee's Honda, 2230 Larkspur Lane in Redding, serving the North State from the same location since 1967, online at Lee'sHonda.com.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried-and-true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
May is First Responder Month, and KCNR 1460 joins with our community in a salute to law enforcement, fire, and medical personnel.
Hey, this is Kenny Breedlove at Market Street Steakhouse. On behalf of Wes and I want to personally thank all the first responders, including fire, police, and medical. All of us at Market Street Steakhouse appreciate all you do.
To those who run toward danger when the alarm sounds, a heartfelt thank you from your community and Free Fire Media.
Locally owned KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Radio, is also home to local programming and local sports. Mondays at 6 p.m., Radio Wasteland explores the mysteries all around us with a team of researchers who dig deep into the unseen world. Thursdays at 6, it's Chris and Jen Gomez keeping you up on pop culture and entertainment with We're a Little Behind, KCNR, where you also get local high school football, basketball, and, of course, baseball with the Redding Colt 45s. KCNR 1460.
KCNR's Free Fire Radio, 12 minutes now in front of 8 o'clock. This portion of the program brought to you by North State Security, with on-site and patrol officers covering Northern California 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. They work diligently to protect their clients and businesses from civil liabilities and criminal activities. Well-trained, highly visible officers and proactive mindsets, North State has been your ounce of prevention since 1968.
And welcome back. This is KCNR 1460 AM Community Radio for the North State. It is Thursday, so you've got Trish Clark and
Sharon Clark. Good morning.
With the Clark Show, and we're going to be with you again tomorrow morning from the Mount Shasta Mall for the Healthy Aging Fair. We're joined in the studio now, by Lorraine Bauer, who is the Executive Director of Oakmont Assisted Living and Memory Care. Welcome.
Thank you. Good morning.
So I was just telling Trish, she hasn't been able to see your beautiful place yet, but it is like, I mean, it's like a resort.
It is.
I got to go on a tour. The food is amazing. There's a little wine area, which, you know, I know that you that, hate that, that right?
That, yeah, hate that, yeah.
They have, like, some wine tasting going on. They have a beautiful outdoor space. They're right on the river there. Mm-hmm. It's gorgeous.
Yeah, let's make a point. Come down and take a tour.
Super, super pretty.
Absolutely.
Are you guys pretty full?
We are. Yeah. Yeah. We are at 100%. Uh-huh. We opened in May 31st of 2017. We filled the building in 90 days.
Wow.
So Reading was ready for an experience like Oakmont.
Right. Yeah, and you guys have, like, super independent people, because mm-hmm. there's garages, and, like, so there's people there that don't really need any hands-on care.
Right. Mm-hmm. So we're an assisted living, but we have a number of residents who have opted to live in the setting because they know that there may be changes down the road, and they want to be in a position to access some assistance if they need it.
And perhaps their spouse needs assistance, and they don't.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Yep. So we have folks who are still driving, and then we also have a memory care neighborhood where we have residents who have higher needs and require more hands-on care.
The first stages of dementia, Alzheimer's,
mm-hmm. all the way
all
up.
All the way up.
All
mm-hmm.
the way up. Oh, yes. Perfect. So a place that they can actually move into and as they age kind of progress to the different stages.
That's certainly the goal. And, you know, we partner with organizations like Sharon to ensure that we can work together to meet our residents' needs as best possible.
You know, I think a lot of us I'm fighting this aging thing. I'm still going kicking and screaming all the way. I mean, I'm just not going to let age take over. But as we age, things happen. And, mm-hmm. and it's inevitable that the longer you live and the more birthdays you celebrate, you're going to have some issues probably. Yeah. And so this is the opportunity tomorrow at the Healthy Aging Fair to come down before you need these things and find out what is available and those things out there so that as things happen, as you're aging or your parents are aging, you have this information available.
Right. This fair is such a great opportunity for people to gather resources before they need them. Mm-hmm. We've all worked with people who come to us in crisis mode, and it's really hard to make a good decision when you're gathering information on the fly. But these kind of events are such a great community resource.
Absolutely. And if they want to come by, you guys do tours, they can have lunch.
Absolutely.
A lot of times, too, with Oakmont and working with Lorraine, you can, if they feel like, hey, this is something that I may want to consider, they can get on the waiting list.
Mm-hmm.
Because some of the great places we have in Reading in the assisted living world, there are waiting lists.
Right.
And so when crisis mode does hit and if someone needs to move, there's sometimes not the option that you want may not be available at that point.
The wait list is a great option because you can be on the wait list and we may call you and say the unit that you're interested in is available and you can decline it. And
I'll pass right now. I'm not ready.
Exactly. Yeah. You stay mm-hmm. on the wait list, but you maintain that relationship. You get to know the staff. You have a sense of the community. So when a move does come, you're more familiar mm-hmm. with where you're going to end up.
And if it's someone like Trish and I that's really high maintenance and we're like, we want this room overlooking this view at this floor, you know, and nothing else, then you're kind of waiting, or I want to corner this or corner that or whatever, right? And then, I'm sure people say that.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. And the thing that's great for us is as we get to know people who are going to be residents, then we know what, you know, items to put on their welcome tray. You know, we know
wine
that they're gluten free, or we know that they love wine and cheese.
Oh my gosh.
That's great. I'm really looking forward to this tomorrow because there's going to be so many vendors there that you can take your time, wander through, talk with the different people, find out what's available, and also not just the senior population, but if you've got aging parents or you just want to find out more about the community you live in, this is your opportunity mm-hmm. to come down, wander through the JCPenney wing, if you will, and all of these 40 vendors are going to be there. Among them is going to be this Oakmont Assisted Living, and Lorraine is going to be there to give you a lot of information about what's out there for your next phase of life.
And you have, hair salon, mm-hmm. Exercise stuff.
Yeah, we have a fitness center and we have a massage room, mm-hmm. Which is my favorite thing.
Boy, I'm just clicking them off here. This is on my list.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
All of my needs. Did you nails?
Yes, they do nails. Uh-huh.
There you go.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, this is a pretty classic place.
As high-maintenance people, we have to make sure we have all of our needs filled.
Well, right. And I think that, you know, the nice thing about this event is it's a casual atmosphere if you're just starting to think about these kinds of things. And even, as Trish said, you're a senior, you're the adult child, or you're a professional caregiver. This is a great place for you to know about what's out there for this, or, you know, even in the medical field, if you're dealing with seniors in some form, to kind of know what resources are. Because we all, Lorraine and I, especially being in this, and Trish, you know, you're not so much, but you are with the senior center. But when someone comes to you with an issue and you don't have any help or resources to offer them, it's a horrible place to be. And I've had that happen when I first opened, and I've made it my mission to learn as much as I possibly can. So I have people to call if I don't know. But, you know, we want to be able to be resource-driven, and this is a great, you know, event to go to gather all that info.
Well, absolutely, and that's one of the functions of the Older Adult Policy Council, which was started about 20-some years ago in Shasta County. But it is so that the people that are providing senior services in Shasta County can network together and make all that information available. So, number one, we're not duplicating services in a lot of areas, mm-hmm. for providing services, but also so we know what other people are doing in the community and can share that information. This is that opportunity for all of that to get out tomorrow. Please take the time to come down to the mall and wander through, get a cup of coffee, talk to the different people that are there. Lots of baskets available, some drawings, mm-hmm. to get your passport. Get eligible for those drawings and can win some stuff, get a lot of information, and spend a great morning just walking around the mall.
Will you be there by yourself?
I will be there, uh-huh. with Colette, our marketing director, who, good. If you haven't had a chance to meet her, she's larger than life. She's
a huge fan of Sharon Clark. She was in my office this week. She's a little fangirling me a little bit. She was like, oh, my gosh, you're so awesome.
She is the most positive person I have ever met in my life.
She's great. She's great. And she has a great energy. And you know, and I've been so impressed. We've worked together with a few clients or patients, residents of your place, and I've been in there. And your staff is just, they're all so polite and welcoming. And it's a younger section of these folks. And they're like, where do you find these people? I mean, they're like, there's like a maturity and a kindness and, that you don't usually find in people, you know, mid-20s.
Mm-hmm. That's one of the things that I'm really thankful for. We have a phenomenal staff. Mm-hmm. Just kindness exudes from, you know, the way that they interact with people, and I am very thankful to lead them.
Yeah, it's a great vibe, you mm-hmm. know, when you walk. Sometimes you can walk into a place and, you feel that the people working there don't really want to be there. And I've been in places like that where you're just like, boy, they'd rather be getting a root canal right now than be at work.
Well, and when they do that, I mean, seniors don't want to be around a bunch of people that make them feel like old people.
Oh, no.
We like to feed off of that vibrancy, mm-hmm. of the youth, and that translates into us to make us do more and be want to be more active.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The last thing anybody that's getting old wants to do is be around a bunch of old people that are bringing you down. We want that vibrancy.
Well, yeah, we have a client that just moved in, and he was very kind of alienated from society a little bit, not super social guy. We were kind of worried if he was going to acclimate well. But we're still, the caregiver's still going a little bit, helping him settle in. And she showed up the other day. One day he was surrounded by women visiting in the lobby area. And the next time he was watching a documentary in the movie room. So he's definitely finding his way and interacting. And so, you know, it's very welcoming like that. I guess the neighbor across the hall was like, I'm going to invite you to meals and you're not just going to be able to stay in your room. And so, you know, that vibe, that there's so much to do there. And you can be in your own apartment, and you can have your privacy and your time alone, but there's also a lot more. And I think he just kind of got out of that social awareness, that social need, and now I think that he didn't even know he was missing it.
Yeah.
So I think that's going to be a great story for yeah. for years to come about his
Okay,
his
so I'm
there.
Looking forward to seeing your booth tomorrow, Lorene, and visiting with you there. And I invite everybody to come down. We're going to go and take a break now. We'll be talking more in the next hour about the Healthy Aging Fair at the Mount Shasta Mall tomorrow from 9 to 1. And we invite all of you to come. And thanks for dropping by this morning.
Thank you.
Okay.
It's only a couple of ladies of your caliber that could get me out of bed half an hour earlier than I already do in order to be down there and set up properly for all this. So I just want you to know that.
We so appreciate it, Bob.
And top of the hour news coming from Town Hall, Community Talk Radio for the North State, AM 1460 KCNR Shasta Reading News, brought to you by Tobacco and Brew. Their newly remodeled store is located at 2143 Hilltop Drive.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. June 12th, the date, Singapore, the place. President Trump tweeting a few minutes ago that that's when and where he'll be meeting with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un. The president was up very early this morning welcoming home the three Americans released from captivity this week by North Korea. The president and first lady, along with Vice President Pence and his wife, greeted the former hostages as their plane landed near Washington. Mr. Trump, recognizing the goodwill gesture by Kim Jong-un ahead of their summit.
Well, we're starting off on a new footing. This is a wonderful thing that he released the folks early. That was a big thing, very important to me. And I really think we have a very good chance of doing something very meaningful.
The Israeli military says it attacked dozens of Iranian military targets in neighboring Syria. This in response to an Iranian rocket barrage on Israeli positions on the Golan Heights.
For several days now, Israel has been on high alert. It had called up reservists. It had opened up air raid shelters in the Golan Heights because Iran had vowed that it would have revenge for an attack that took place on a military base in Syria back in April.
That's BBC's Yolande Nell in Jerusalem. Scientists are warning that the risk of an explosive summit eruption from Hawaii's Kilauea volcano will increase in the coming weeks.
While this is not a certainty, it's a possibility, and we want communities in the area of Kilauea Summit to be aware and to be prepared.
Janet Babb with the Hawaiian Volcano Observatory. A fire at a parts plant forcing Ford to cut back production of its F-150 pickup, the top-selling vehicle in America. Wall Street right now, the Dow up 150 points, the NASDAQ 43 points higher. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The following is a true story.
My name is David Bryant. When I was 37, my wife and I decided to get term life insurance through SelectQuote. Just 3 years later, I was diagnosed with ALS, also known as Lou Gehrig's disease. Because of life insurance, the people I love most in this world will be protected no matter what happens to me. I know that the dreams I have for my family can still come true. Financial security, to stay in the home we became a family in, and for our children to be able to go to college. I reached out to SelectQuote because I wanted to share my story. If just one person purchases life insurance, I know I will have made a difference.
SelectQuote can find a 37-year-old male a $500,000 policy for under a dollar a day.
If there are people you care about, you need life insurance. It may be the single most important financial decision of your life.
Don't put off protecting your family. Get your free quote now. Call 800-671-7070. That's 800-671-7070. 800-671-7070. Or go to SelectQuote.com. This is a paid endorsement. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Not available in all states.
Tanzania's government and some foreign safari companies doing business in that country being accused of human rights abuses against a group of indigenous people.
The report contains testimonies from Maasai people living in contested land. They allege that the government had used conservation laws to evict them from their traditional pastures in favor of high-earning tourism. According to the Maasai testimonies, the foreign companies have been denying them access to their traditional land and key water sources and have been co-opting local police in beating and arresting them. The government has consistently denied allegations of human rights abuses and say the conservation laws were created to conserve and protect the ecosystems around conservation areas.
That's the BBC's Sammy Awami. A dam failure in Kenya's Rift Valley has killed at least 38 people, forced hundreds of others out of their homes. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com.
A watchdog agency signals a shift in the fight against student loan abuse.
The Consumer Financial Protection Bureau's Student Lending Office, which was charged with investigating potential abuses by companies in the student loan market, is being shut down by the Trump administration. Acting Director Mick Mulvaney made the decision known in a bureau-wide memo. Born in the Obama era, the office had been responsible for returning $750 million in relief to students defrauded by lenders. A spokesman says while the office is being shut down, the work is not. The responsibilities are being moved under the broad umbrella of financial education. Mike Gracia, Washington.
Pennsylvania's governor says the state will use a $118 million settlement with Volkswagen over the emissions scandal to cut air pollution in the state. Governor Tom Wolf says he's setting up Drive PA Forward, a program that will distribute grants and rebates aimed at improving Pennsylvania's air quality. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
And welcome back. This is Free Fire Radio. Easy for me to say, KCNR 1460 AM Community Radio for the North State. Man, I just got all tongue twisted there. You can tell it's not Carl and Linda. This is Trish Clark. I was watching Bob write the new temperature up on the board and just completely went ballistic there for a moment. So, it's 61 degrees. It's going to be 84 as we get into the day and 58 this evening. Sunny and mostly clear, and on Friday, sunny and breezy, a high of 81, a low of 62. Saturday, sunny, partly cloudy, a high of 86 and a low of 57. On Sunday, sunny, 88 and a low of 57. And we're flirting with the 90 degree temperatures here on Monday, 89 and a low of 58. The weather, as always, is brought to us by Shasta Gas Propane. Our customers are warm friends. They're locally owned and operated. They give veterans and senior discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793. So this is Thursday, as you can tell. Sharon is with me this morning.
Good morning.
And we haven't done a show together for a while, and we've been talking all the first hour about the healthy aging fair that's going to be at the Mount Shasta Mall tomorrow. And we're going to be talking about that in a little bit more.
Well, and I get to see you again tomorrow.
Yeah. I know. Oh, can you imagine two of these early mornings in a row? Oh,
gosh. So what's been going on? Well, I got to go to see my son in Lawrence, Kansas. Have you ever been to Lawrence?
No.
It's interesting. It's about 40 miles from Kansas City.
Okay.
There's Kansas State University's there.
Oh, I have two. I was just going to say, isn't that where Kansas?
Kansas State University.
Many years ago.
Yeah, so the nice thing is when you're in Kansas, which, to be honest, doesn't have a ton of appeal to fly to if I didn't have a relative there. It's a college town, so you get that kind of Davis, Chico vibe downtown, you know, brew pubs and whatnot. And the weather was great, and we had a nice visit, except for my bag. My bag didn't make it with me, so a day and a half later and some shopping, my bag finally arrived. But it was fun. It was great to see him. He's 27. He says, Mom, so do you think I'm going to finally start maturing? And I said, well, that you asked me this question is a good sign. Yeah. I think the fact that you recognize that you have some maturing to do is a good thing. So I said, yeah, you probably are.
At 27, so that's great. That's perfect. And it was many, many years ago. I mean, when I was in high school, that I actually was in Kansas, spent some great deal of time there, went to a place called, Tweetheart, where there was a boys, reformatory.
Tweetheart is the name of the city?
Yes,
oh,
it was.
How cute
and,
is that?
And it's not very far away, I think, from Lawrence. And anyway, so Kansas is a lot of wispy fields and,
right.
and farmland. And
flyover country.
Flyover country. or deadhead through country.
On the phone with us, we have Shasta County Sheriff Tom Basenko. He has an announcement. Tom, welcome to the show.
Good morning, Tom.
Thank you, Bob, and good morning, Trish and Sharon.
Good morning.
I just wanted to let everyone know that this is Peace Officers Memorial Week in Shasta County, and today at noon on the courthouse steps, we'll be recognizing those officers who have given their lives in the line of duty throughout history in Shasta County, starting back in the 1800s and through 1991, which was the last death in Shasta County with Deputy Ken Perrigo, who was shot and killed in the Bernie area then. And we'll be recognizing those. It starts with a memorial run by law enforcement throughout Reading and then culminates with a ceremony there on the courthouse steps. And then there's a complimentary lunch that's also hosted there. So if the public is invited to attend, and we never forget our fallen officers. Last year throughout the United States, there was 128 officers that were killed in the line of duty. And six of those were from California.
Wow.
Gee, Tom, I'm so thankful that you called to remind everybody of that and the listening public out there. If you've never attended one of these ceremonies and you're just don't have anything to do around 12 o'clock today, well worth your while. It's a very moving ceremony to watch all the runners come in. They do a beautiful ceremony, and it's such a wonderful thing to recognize not only those fallen officers but their families. And show the respect to this group of people that they all have earned.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. And it gives the public also a chance to say hi and thank you to the many officers that will be attending there today as well.
Absolutely.
For interacting on a positive level.
Absolutely. And the free lunch is always great. I think they do hot dogs and hamburgers or something.
I think some Subway sandwiches this year.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, anyway, so it is a great opportunity. If you're just out and about, stop by the Shasta County Courthouse today and attend that. It's such a moving ceremony. And just I like the Stars and Stripes and recognizing our law enforcement, the first responders in every case, and the people that make such a difference in our lives and are due all of our respect.
Well,
thanks,
thank you,
Tom,
so much.
For letting us know.
Have a great day.
All right, thanks. Tom.
So that was great. That, and it is a
power
moving,
of
moving.
Live radio there.
Yeah, absolutely. But boy, what a moving ceremony that always is.
Oh,
and
gosh,
and
yeah.
It's the law enforcement people do the run through the community and come in and then they do a very nice white glove ceremony honoring all of the fallen officers, and it's just a very moving ceremony.
Yes, I think it's great to have, you know, we have enough criticism going on. Sometimes our interactions with law enforcement are when we're doing something wrong or we think they're doing something wrong. And so to put all that aside and go thank these amazing men and women for their contributions and sacrifices to keep all of us safe. And so this is what and to honor those that made the ultimate sacrifice.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And the families of those people that have been there and given it all and now we're showing the respect that they certainly have earned.
Mm-hmm.
So that's going to be great. And what do you got looking for the summer, Sharon? You got trips planned?
Oh, my gosh.
You
so
do something
I'm,
fun?
Well, I'm taking my daughter to her first wine tasting weekend in Napa. So she's 22 and never, you know, she's been drinking wine with me a little bit here and there, obviously. But we're going to do like a weekend in Napa. So lining that up for
her.
Nice.
So she's
super excited to go on the tours and meet the winemakers and learn all about, you know, because it's so interesting when you get to go to Napa and to experience all that firsthand. And then did you just realize you don't put earrings in today?
I did.
Usually you have some big dangly ones on.
I know. I just realized, my gosh, I don't have any earrings on. What the heck?
I
knew something was missing.
Yeah. And I really don't have, I'm trying to think if I have, I think I might be going to Washington, D.C. the end of this month, actually Memorial Day weekend. Which I think would be really fun. So that's kind of a maybe trip. But I've never been to D.C.
And I'm
going to stay like, you know, right by everything, do every touristy thing I can possibly do in 4 days. Like I told my boyfriend, like if we go, like just know, I mean, because he's been there more times. I'm like, you're gonna have to do all this stuff again. He's like, I totally will do it with you. I'm really excited.
Oh,
I want to see everything.
Oh, it's incredible. It's
and I bet
incredible.
You Memorial Day
so
weekend will be super fun.
Yeah,
I bet you there'll be some special events going on. So I knew you would like that because I'm
absolutely.
Sure
that's one of my favorite things to do, and I've done it all of the monuments, and you can never do all of the museums and things that are available.
Smithsonian Air and Space is on my bucket list. I don't know if I'll ever check that one.
Yeah.
Off.
Well, I've been through it a couple of times and probably seen a tenth of it. And there's so many museums with the Smithsonian that you just can't do it all. And every time I go back there, I do a different one. And then the Air and Space Museum is one of the highlights for sure.
Yeah, yeah.
But the monuments are
incredible. I mean, it, you just, yeah. And do some of those at night.
Oh, yeah, because they're all lit up and everything.
Oh,
yeah.
And just, it's a total different experience to do them at night as it is during the day. So good for you.
Yeah, that'll be fun.
Yeah, absolutely. I think we're going to be ready to take a break, and then we're going to come back with another guest here from the highlights for the Healthy Aging Fair.
We got folks
tomorrow.
In the lobby.
There you go.
It is 8:14 KCNR 1460's Free Fire Radio. You know, probably the temperature is going up, the heater in the house is probably the last thing on your mind, but right now it's important to prepare for next winter because it will happen. Through June the 8th, SST Oil offering 20% off maintenance and 10% off parts on your Toyo Tomy or Monitor brand heater. Veterans get an additional 5% off. That includes the water heaters, too. Year-round savings, but now is the perfect time to save a little extra for spring. There's early bird discounts on kerosene all the way through July. SST Oil today. Schedule your maintenance and delivery. 241-1167, 241-1167. SST Oil on Windham Lane in Reading is a proud sponsor of Free Fire Radio.
Best of the best meet up May 16th through 19th as Wranglers and Leather come together to celebrate 70 years of Reading rodeo history. The toughest competitors challenge the best rodeo stock on the West Coast with four nights of pure adrenaline pumping excitement. Opening night, the extreme bull riding event, barrel racing, and the insanity of the wildly popular chuck wagon races. Purchase tickets for the May 12th stake feed and rodeo tickets online at readingrodeo.com or at the rodeo ticket office on Auditorium Drive. Sponsored by Shasta.com and the new Sheridan Hotel.
Are you struggling financially? Swallowed up in debt? Are you looking to buy a house but are not sure of your credit standing?
What does that credit score even mean?
Why are there three different bureaus?
What score is most important?
Looking for a local expert?
Give me, Joe Rodola, a call. Your credit affects everything from borrowing money to landing that perfect job. With over 40 years of providing financial services, I am committed to helping you achieve your goal. I can provide you with full credit report and in-depth review for only $25. Let me provide you with the tools you need to improve your credit standing and your financial freedom. Give me a call today, Joe Rodola, 941-3021, or on the web at jrdebtconsulting.com. Your local choice in credit repair.
Are you looking to move on up to the east side? The east side of Reading has many, many things to offer, including the Palomar Experience. It's Highland Park in the beautiful east side of Reading. These high-quality luxury homes brought to you by Palomar Builders feature many luxury amenities, including green technology like radiant barrier roof sheathing, high-efficiency, quick-recovery gas water heaters, energy-efficient LED and fluorescent lighting, water-conserving toilets, faucets, and showerheads, and programmable irrigation systems. Exceptional exterior and interior features, including designer kitchens with granite slab countertops, stylish islands in some plans, and walk-in pantries with door. And the east side is close to shopping and to freeway access. To find Highland Park, just go north on Churn Creek, look for the signs to make a left on Bodenhammer, and you'll find the Palomar Experience. Highland Park, come see the model home. Contact Debbie Morgan from Coldwell Banker CNC Properties at 604-2127. For Palomar Builders, Highland Park.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
If it's someone who has something to say about the North State, you'll hear it here.
A glimpse behind the scenes of live
radio. Live radio. I had no idea we had gone live. Oh, God.
I thought my mom was yelling at me from the other room.
Welcome to live radio. KCNR 1460 AM Community Radio. I'm Verzi. We're joined in the studio now by Marlene Myers from Precious Cargo. Welcome, Marlene.
Good morning, Marlene.
Good morning. Thank you for having us here.
Well, we're excited about the Healthy Aging Fair tomorrow, and we've been talking about all things that people can come and see on the show with us tomorrow, and we're going to be there from 7 to 10 with a live remote from there, and the event is going to be going on from 9 to 1. So tell us about Precious Cargo.
Well, this is our 14th year in business, which we're really excited about. We do non-emergency medical transportation. We're the only company that's 24/7, 365 days out of the year. So we've always got somebody that's on duty that can take care of anyone's transportation needs. We go to doctor's appointments, cancer treatment, physical therapy, hospital discharges in the middle of the night, whether it's a gurney or a wheelchair or you can walk. We've got handicapped access vans that are available at any time, and we have wheelchairs on board to help everyone if they need to use a wheelchair.
And I can give a personal testimonial to Precious Cargo. Not only have we utilized your services with many of our clients, and what happens a lot of times is people will say, Mom had a setback. It's not an ER visit, but we need to get her into the doctor, and we don't feel like we can get her in and out of the car. We're going to have my brother come over and manhandle her in, and I'll say, no, there's this great thing called non-emergency medical transport. It's Precious Cargo. They have the great staff. They will come. She can sit in a wheelchair. They roll her right up into the van, lock her in, lock the legs in so she's safe. The caregiver family can ride along with her and get her there safely. Let's not have another medical issue.
Trying to get her in and out of the car to get her to a doctor.
Right. And or hurt the family member trying to do this or hurt the client. So we've utilized them a lot in that capacity because, of course, my staff, if we see someone that we feel unsafe getting in out of a car, we don't want to try to do that either. And when my grandmother was down in Yuba City and I wanted to bring her to Reading for her recovery after her back fracture, I hired Precious Cargo to go to Yuba City, and I got to ride back in the van with her. And I've referred you guys many, many times, and I've been at homes when you've brought people home from the hospital under the hospice umbrella sometimes in the gurney situation, and your staff is so professional and lovely and welcoming and communicating with the patient all the time. Here's what we're going to do. We're going to move here now. And I've been so impressed with the caliber of people you hire too, because that's, I can love you and I can think you're great, but it's like, who's going to show up at the door? Those are the kinds [S2] Right. [S1] Of things, like with my staff, you know, you want to have this amazing people that carry forth your vision and your integrity, and you definitely have that.
And how is the cost of this reimbursable?
Partnership pays for some of it. Most often it's out of pocket because basically the transportation is not covered because Medicare does not cover transportation. So that's one thing that people should be aware of. A lot of times they have to pay for the transport. The good thing is that it's covered to take the ambulance to the hospital because nobody wants that kind of a bill. And we are a fraction of the cost for taking them home.
There you go.
And you guys will always, if they tell you where they're going, you'll give them the quote ahead of time so they know exactly what that's going to be.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. And the other great thing is when you're dealing with the doctor visits and things like that, when they're done, you guys are right back there to get them.
Absolutely.
Yeah, they're not waiting like a taxi cab or the buses that drop a bunch of people off and come back and pick you all up. I mean, they're getting one-on-one care. There's no one in that van. That van's for them.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And the other thing, too, is that we check them in at their medical appointment so that the receptionist will know that they have arrived, they are there, and we give them a card and tell them, please call us when the patient is ready so that we can go back and get them. And we take them into their house and we get them home. We do not drop them off at the curb like the taxi.
Right.
We take them in, make sure the air conditioning is set in the summer and make sure the heat is on in the winter. Sometimes we even have to tuck them in to make sure that they're safe before we leave. And we definitely ensure that happens.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah. Great, great one-on-one care that our senior population deserves.
Mm-hmm. The other thing I think a lot of people need to know when your loved one's coming home from like a hospital stay or a discharge from a rehab facility, oftentimes they are weaker, they're recovering from something, and I recommend a lot of times that they utilize your company because we may not have even seen them get in and out of a car yet. They're still recovering from whatever it was that landed them there. You're dealing with cement and, you know, movement that maybe they haven't done, and there's a lot of issues that could happen And so, and maybe even getting them in the doorway, getting them back into the house without a ramp. And, you know, these are all the things that can come up when you're getting somebody home after a fall or medical issue. And so you guys are there to make sure that that happens seamlessly, that they get back home safely into their home.
Exactly, mm-hmm. Because a lot of times there are issues that the family isn't aware of, the potential hazards, whereas our staff is professionally trained. They know what they're watching out for. They know mm-hmm. how to take care of grandma or grandpa or mom or dad to make sure that they are safe.
Mm-hmm. And not only that, as they're doing it, they can help train the people that are going to be there with them that these are the things that you need to watch out for when they're going up and down the steps, and perhaps even point out things like throw rugs that are in the wrong place, that this is not a good thing for the wheelchair. Kind of educate a little bit on how to go forward with the care of this person that's been returned back to their life setting.
Absolutely. We're part of a team to take care of that person.
And that's great. You know, and this is the great thing about this healthy aging fair, that you're going to find things tomorrow that you didn't even know you needed or were going to need as you wander through the corridor down there and take advantage of all the people. There's going to be like 40 vendors there, one of which will be Precious Cargo.
How many vans do you guys have here in Reading now?
I want to say 25,
oh,
I
wow.
think.
Okay.
Yeah, so they're available. And do you serve all of Shasta County?
Yes, we do.
Okay.
We go out of state. We basically serve the West Coast. If we have to go to Reno, usually we can staff a van in an hour. Or if it's San Diego or if it's Oregon, we've got a second office in Oregon now. So we've actually got some clients that have moved from Reading to Bend, where we're located, and they call us up and go, hey, I use you in Reading. In fact, I had a client last week. He had been down here, and he goes, I used to use you 3 or 4 years ago. So it's pretty exciting that he already knew who we were.
Mm-hmm. Oh, fine. That's great. That's great. So it is available. And think about those times, as you indicated, when you just can't, you don't want to be wrestling somebody in that's got a medical issue, or you don't want to be trying to figure out a way to get them into your car or your van, and this service is available to get them where they need to be to get the care they need.
What differentiates you in this field? Do you have like some of the different gurneys that were?
We always have the latest technology on the gurneys right now. We've got the bariatric gurneys, which are the wider ones, so they've got like wings on the side that kind of fold up instead of the rails, and they're power gurneys, of course, which makes it safer for all of our drivers, so we don't have to worry about back injuries or heavy lifting. At least we can get some people. Sometimes they're on the floor when we have to pick them up, and that way it's not trying to lift them up a long distance. We can get them up on the gurney. And I think our biggest thing is having new vans and having the latest equipment. We're always up and researching what the newest thing is on the market because we want to make sure that we're fulfilling our service to the community in the best way we possibly can.
Mm-hmm. Wonderful.
Okay. Well, I think that's just absolutely great.
And you'll be there tomorrow at the fair.
Oh, definitely.
Yes. So come by and say hi to Marlene. And again, back to my grandma real quick, another story. So when my uncles were down in Yuba City when she first had the back fracture, they called me on the phone, and this is before I decided to bring her to Reading. Well, we can't get her in the car. We're trying to figure this thing out. And, of course, she needed to go right then, so I couldn't have Marlene drive to Yuba City. But I said, Uncle Scott, there's this great thing called non-emergency medical transport, you know, and he's like, he'd never heard of it. And they were literally, and here she had a back fracture. Well, the last thing she needed, they didn't know this at the time, she would just had hurt herself. Is for my two uncles trying to get their mother with a back fracture into the vehicle, right? And I can picture this. I'm like, stop, don't. I'm on the phone with them. No, you're not doing that. Let me make a few calls. You know, I'm sure you have a local company there. And sure enough, they did. Sometimes when you're in crisis mode, you don't even realize these things exist, which is another great reason to go to the Healthy Aging Fair tomorrow, to see Marlene, to get the card, to understand they're available 24/7. For whatever your needs might be, if you have a loved one that needs to get somewhere, and even if you have someone who's wheelchair bound and you want to take them out to dinner. I mean, it doesn't have to be a medical appointment.
No, it can be a wedding.
Right.
It can be a birthday. We've got Mother's Day coming up. We've got Mother's Day special, so you can take mom out on Sunday if you want to do that, or Saturday night, whatever you'd like to do. We think it's very important that you spend time with your mom as long as you can, and if we can help you with that transportation and get her out to lunch or dinner, we would love to do that.
That's great.
Oh, see, and that's great to know. So these are all these kind of things that we're going to find out as we're wandering through the Healthy Aging Fair tomorrow at the Mount Shasta Mall from 9 to 1. It's down in the JCPenney wing. You can stop at the Kaleidoscope coffee booth, get your passport in your little bag, all kinds of giveaway things, going to be all kinds of wonderful people to visit with and information to garner. So whether you've got parents that are aging or just know of a senior that maybe is going through it, or you're a senior yourself,
don't need any of these things right now, but acquaint yourself with what's there so when and if that time arises, you've got that information right at your fingertips and know exactly where you need to go to do the things you need. Don't know when you're going to fall down and need a ride someplace. So thanks so much for coming in and visiting
with us. Look forward to seeing you tomorrow.
Great. Thanks so much for having me.
All right, and we're going to take a break, and hopefully I'll bring you back from the next break a little more kindly.
On a cloudy day, when it's cold outside, I've got the month of May.
Real winners. Do you have big dreams of going tiny? Come celebrate 25 years at the river with us. We are giving away a custom-built tiny house RV to one lucky winner. Play our Tiny Living Big Winning Swipe to Win promotion for your chance to win a brand-new custom-built tiny house RV. It's simple. Spin the wheels on any slot machine or swipe your free River Club card daily. Every 200 points gets you an entry. Earn four times the entries on Mondays and Tuesdays. Win free slot play or prizes. Join us Thursdays at 8 p.m. Win 250 free slot play. Plus, we have new games just waiting to hit the jackpot. Unlimited entries all month long to increase your chances. Swipe for your chance to win a variety of prizes. Wind River Resort and Casino is giving away the house, literally. The more you play, the more chances you have to win. Final drawing Thursday, May 31st. Grand prize, a tiny house RV from Liberty Cabins. 30 winners, 250 free slot play. Live large in a tiny house RV. Play Tiny Living, Big Winning, Swipe to Win at Wind River. Download the Wind River app. It's playtime all the time at Wind River Resort and Casino.
My name is Sam. I am 19 and was born and raised in Reading. It looks like criminals are taking over our city. There's so many parks in Reading that I played in when I was a kid. It seems now that they're covered with trash and filled with sketchy-looking people. It's sad, but I won't go near those parks. Why can't we do something about this? I hear stories of people walking into stores, taking whatever they want, and walking out without paying, and nothing happens to them. Cars get stolen by the same bad guys, and still, nothing happens to them. Then I learned that the state gave Shasta County $20 million to build an adult rehabilitation center. This was supposed to help convicted criminals learn new skills so they might find a better life. Seems like a step in the right direction, but the county gave the money back. Why?
My name is Joe Comenti, and I'm asking you to elect me to the Shasta County Board of Supervisors. Law enforcement is aggressively trying to protect us, but it's time for new leadership at the Board of Supervisors. It's time for action.
Paid for by the committee to elect Joe Comenti.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured at the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at KCNR1460.com.
You know you make me wanna kick my heels up and
down. Good morning and welcome back. This is KCNR 1460 AM Community Radio for the North State. Jump into the chat room at KCNR1460.com. Or if you've got a question for us, give us a call at 605-4567. We've been visiting all morning here about the Healthy Aging Fair, which is at Mount Shasta Mall tomorrow from 9 to 1. It's going to be down in the JCPenney's area. There's 40 vendors who are going to be there. All kinds of things for seniors and the senior population. If you're a young person that's got parents who are aging or just want some information about what's available for seniors and in Shasta County in this area, tomorrow's the day to find all that out. We're joined in the studio now with Jim Robinson from Senior Care Solutions. Welcome, Jim.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm well.
I'm good, too.
And Jim and I, Jim is the committee chair of this event, so we've been working closely together to get all this organized. And so it's kind of our baby. We're birthing it tomorrow.
We are, and either it works really well or I'm going to hide for
That's
a year.
That's right. If it's great, we were on the committee. If it's not great, we don't know anything about it.
I don't know who did it, yeah.
Well, and it's got to be something really special because I'm actually having to get out of bed at that awful hour of 5:30 two mornings in a row, and I don't do that very often.
That's right.
Wouldn't do it for just anybody.
Well, the Healthy Aging Fair has been going on for a while. It was previously held at Mercy Oaks campus, and so even though it's been an event that's been going on, moving it to a new venue has been a big deal, and kind of restructuring some of it has definitely been, it's kind of creating a new event altogether.
I think so. I really think we're going to have a completely different audience that we've had over the years, and we hope so. I mean, the idea really is to get not just seniors, but the families of seniors to help mm-hmm. them understand what is available for the senior community out there.
Well, as we've been talking all morning, we don't want to do these things in a crisis mode. We need to prepare ourselves because as we're aging, things happen, and there are things that you're going to be having to make decisions about. Better to be prepared, kind of have an idea of what services are available and how you access them. This is a perfect opportunity for everybody in the community to find out what is available
exactly,
in Shasta County.
Exactly. I've been dealing with the senior community for 10 years, and most of the time it's exactly what you said, is crisis mode.
Mm-hmm.
I help people get placed in assisted living and memory care or even independent living, but I'll get a phone call that says, hey, mom's getting discharged at 2:00 this afternoon and we can't take her home. What do we do?
And unfortunately, Jim, that's how we often do this. You know, I've been involved with the senior population and the older adult policy council in Shasta County for way longer than I like to think about. Actually, I started the Older Adult Policy Council in my realm when I was on the Shasta County Board of Supervisors. So, been around the situation and know so much about you can age gracefully, and there's so many opportunities in Shasta County and so many services available. But people don't know about them and don't think about them until the crisis hits.
Right, and then they're in panic mode.
Exactly, and it's so much better to have a plan. Let you have something written down. If you have specifics, we as seniors know what we want to do as we age it, but our kids, maybe that's not a conversation we've had with them.
Well, and I said yesterday too that, you know, if your parent's not communicating with you and you're struggling to get that, this is a great event. It's an icebreaker. Bring mom and dad, walk around, start the dialogue. Wow, that was pretty great. We learned what Senior Care Solutions do, Mom. If you ever need advice on picking an assisted living, things like that, this is a gentleman that now we know that can help us with that. Or, you know, if you want home care, here's home helpers. Or, you know, whatever the case may be. But it starts that dialogue with that parent because, and again, this is a non-threatening environment. We're all there. It's an upbeat environment. It's not like a depressing situation where you're like, oh, gosh, here we are in this bad spot. Let's try to have mom make a decision now. Let's get the information.
That's exactly right.
And
yeah.
I really think that you hit it on the nail head. The family, the children need to talk to mom and dad, and mom and dad need to talk to the children because there's so often that nobody knows what mom wants and mom can't articulate that any longer.
And a lot of times people get the bad idea. It's like when you start talking about a will or a trust or something, they go, oh, mom, I don't want to talk about that. You're not that old. Oh. And they kind of put you off that you don't want it. And it's a matter of just everybody knowing what the person's wishes are and what, because we don't know what's going to happen. It's been one day at a time, and tomorrow things can be totally different.
And there's nothing worse than you see that adult child in your office, mom had a stroke, they're dealing with that issue. And on top of it, second guessing every single decision they're making. They don't know where her money is. They don't know what she wanted. They don't know, you know, and I see, we see those kids, and it's heartbreaking because a lot of this, the stroke maybe couldn't have been prevented, but the fallout around it could have been prevented had they had a proper documentation.
Or they make bad decisions that have to be revisited later, where they may put them in, for example, they may put them in assisted living, and they pick the first one they can find, and it's not the right environment for their loved one.
Mm-hmm.
And so if they can take the time to do the research and work with somebody like me, where we can look at what's available and look at the social environment and the emotional environment and the the care needs that are need to be taken care of, and for cognitive impairment if that's involved. All of those things need to be kind of wrapped up into one, and take the time to pick the right place as opposed to just put them somewhere and say, oh my goodness, this didn't work out, so let's try another one.
And there's nothing worse than moving them twice. I mean, it's
particularly if it, if there's dementia involved, because with dementia, change is the enemy of that disease.
Yeah.
And so they'll have a cognitive decline. When they move into assisted living, they may move back up a little bit, but if they move again, they're going to decline some more. And so it's bad for everybody.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, this is the opportunity when we get all these people together and 40 different vendors at the Healthy Aging Fair Summit tomorrow. It's going to be at the Mount Shasta Mall from 9 to 1. 40 different vendors are going to be there. You'll get a passport. You'll be able to enter for all kinds of prizes that are available. Pick up information can be a great icebreaker about all kinds of things. And there's just to name a few of the agencies that Cottonwood Drug, Senior Care Solutions, Shasta Suicide Prevention. Some of the things that maybe we don't want to talk about, but maybe you've got some kind of an issue like that you need information about, or maybe someone you know maybe is looking at that, and it's not it's something that you're real comfortable looking at. It's a good opportunity to pick up information about it and know about it. There's a lot of drug issues with our senior population, over medication. There's going to be some people there that you can talk about from that. I think it's interesting. Shasta Mosquito and Vector Control District.
They were on my show yesterday.
Well, but you know what's interesting?
They're so interesting too.
They're an interesting thing, and it has to do, you know, a lot of, if you have standing water in your backyard, those can be really bad things for seniors that you maybe don't know about. Maybe if it's got a dish that's turned over in your backyard or a big, a wheelbarrow or something. Those kind of issues need to be, you know, taken into consideration in a senior's yard.
Well, and they actually, when they came on yesterday, they said that you know, every year since the 90s, they've been able to find West Nile in Shasta County.
Exactly.
And so that we all should be putting repellent on. And so they're going to have some sample repellents at their booth, too, because, of course, we all get weird about putting these toxins on our skin. So they have a bunch of different samples. And they did bring me onion flavored crickets. And worms, huh, Bob? And Carl ate the crickets.
Carl ate the crickets.
Yeah. They were like a little gift pack. It's kind of a gag gift, but I mean they brought onion flavored crickets, and Carl ate them.
They are in fact edible.
Yeah. And worms.
Oh.
We left the worms for Linda, but I'm not sure.
Yeah.
But anyway, they were super nice guys. But you know, this is a whole other side that you just don't even think about. Having our seniors, their immune systems are more vulnerable to get some diseases that could be carried by, you know, mosquitoes. And so to have repellent available and to be making sure that you're putting it on when you're exposed to that kind of stuff is important for them.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. There's going to be information about reverse mortgages. The home health care organizations, which we know that's always another option for us, from my point of view, the best thing is for a senior to remain in their home as often as they can, sometimes with assistance and maybe just a little bit of help with maybe some household chores or medication or a few hours a day. There's all kinds of opportunities and different ways to go about that, things that they can make themselves available tomorrow.
Do we have a caller?
It's an event announcement, so we can do that.
Oh, it's an event announcement.
Okay. All right. So anyway, this is great, and we've got so many opportunities here tomorrow to come down and talk. Especially right now, we're talking about Senior Care Solutions. Tell us a little more about what your company does.
Well, what I do is I meet with the senior and the family, and try to understand if it's time to move into assisted living or memory care. Sometimes it's not. It may be that I need to refer them to somebody like Sharon that can help them at home. But sometimes safety defines the need to move into assisted living. So what I'll do is sit down with the family and try to understand what the social environment needs to be like. Is it a big facility, small facility? Is there a geographical need to be closer to the family in town? So that may come into play. And then also, if there's a flight risk, particularly with dementia, they may be wandering. So there's only 5 in this community that are secured. So you kind of have to think about all of that. And then what I do is I take them on a tour, put them in my car, and we go from usually to 3, sometimes 4, and do a tour of the facilities. And in between, we'll talk about which one works the best for them. and what they liked and disliked about them. I get them the physician's report for the elderly and the pulse report so that they can get the paperwork done. Because you don't just move into assisted living. You have to have a physician help you with that. They need a TB test. So what I do is I try to get all of that together for them so that they can be prepared when it's time to move in. We also talk to them if they're a veteran or a surviving spouse because there may be a benefit available. So I keep a checklist for all of that so that if it's time to go to the VA, I can take them to the Veteran Service Office and sit down with one of their officers and help and see if they can get the application for aid and attendance taken care of.
See, and these were all great things that they're so much better done a little in advance of the need. As you indicate, you're not going to just say, oh, my gosh, we've reached that point and put somebody in assisted care the next day.
Right. It just doesn't happen that way. You can't,
no.
First of all, because a TB test takes 3 to 4
right.
days.
And the other thing I think that's great about Jim's business is, you know, there's like 40 assisted livings in Reading. I mean, there's facilities, there's, you know, little residential care homes that you wouldn't even know. You drive past them on the streets.
I have one across the street from me.
So a lot of times the families or even the senior themselves, if they're ready to make that choice, they're going to tour. If they start to do this on their own, they're going to tour so many places that aren't right. And go through all those experiences.
They aren't a good fit.
They aren't a good fit.
And so it's just not,
like, let's whittle it down.
Yeah, and they may not even find the as they call them, board and cares, the 6 beds that are in a residential neighborhood that don't have a sign out.
Right, you wouldn't know.
They wouldn't know. And so, and that might be the appropriate place to put them. In fact, my mother-in-law had Alzheimer's disease. She lived with us for 2.5 years before we had to place her. We had to place her in a little bit larger one because she was a flight risk.
Mm-hmm.
But the smaller one would have been perfect for her. And we put her in the smallest we could. She spent 50 years of her life in a 2-bedroom, 1-bath, 950-square-foot home, lived on top of a hill in Vallejo, didn't talk to her neighbors on either side. So going to a larger facility where she's going to have dinner with 40 or 50 other people would be actually overwhelming and not good for
mm-hmm.
her.
Good.
So you got to have to look at all of those things.
Right, and so you're looking at their social skills and everything that they were doing prior.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Well,
thanks for joining us, Jim. This
you're
has
welcome.
Been great, and we'll look forward to seeing you tomorrow at the Healthy Aging Fair in the Mount Shasta Mall. We're going to take a break, and we'll be right back with these messages.
Hey, guess what? It is Rodeo Week in Reading, the 70th annual one. How about that? It's hard to believe. Well, the annual Steak, Feed, and Dance kicks that all off Saturday, May the 12th, 5:30 in the Rodeo Arena. For $15, you get steak, baked potato, and beans. That's a pretty good deal. Salad and bread, too. Live entertainment, dancing, and karaoke finals. Get your tickets online at ReadingRodeo.com or the Reading Rodeo box office at 715 Auditorium Drive. Time to get the hats and boots out. And Free Fire Radio continues after this.
The Bulls are back. It's Bulls and Barrels, Wednesday, May 16th, as Wranglers and Leather meet up with the toughest cowboys, the baddest bulls, the talent and grace of barrel racers, and the insanity of chuck wagon races. A full night of extreme bull riding, WPRA barrel racing, chuck wagon races, and a little mutton busting thrown in for the little tykes. Opening night of Reading Rodeo will be a night of thrills, danger, and excitement as guys, girls, and kids match up for this wild and gritty event. Book your tickets now at ReadingRodeo.com or the Rodeo Ticket Office. Hurry, this show will sell out.
Be careful posting on social media when leaving town for any period of time. With 66% of all burglaries being committed by someone who knows the victim, sharing where you'll be and how long you'll be gone is a sure sign that your home or business is vulnerable. That's all someone from your social media sphere needs to start scheming their way to your essentials. Wait to post those pictures from Hawaii till after you're home, and you'll save yourself some peace of mind knowing your valuables aren't being taken while you're away.
This security moment brought to you by North State Security, an ounce of prevention since 1968.
Not all solar companies are the same. Neither are all solar installations. Hi, I'm Bruce Blake, president of Powerhouse Solar. Your solar design should be based upon what gives your family the best results, not what is easiest to install. Ground rack, roof mount, sun tracker, you name it. Powerhouse Solar does it all. But not all solar companies offer all these options. Powerhouse Solar is a SunPower Elite dealer, which means your family is getting the best, most efficient solar panel on the market, combined with a system design and installation that fits your exact energy needs. And let's face it, a cookie cutter system can not only cost you more in the long run, but be less efficient. Since 2003, Powerhouse Solar has been your solar energy expert. Let us design the perfect SunPower solar energy system for your family.
Call Powerhouse Solar today and let us show you how to get the power of the sun working for you.
Tobacco and Brew has been a sponsor here on KCNR 1460 since we started the station 8 years ago. A long-standing Reading tradition, Tobacco and Brew is locally owned, backs our veterans, and does so much more for this community. It's located at 2143 Hilltop Drive. Check out their new lines, new products, new briar pipes, and of course, the famous walk-in humidor. Come in and see the newly remodeled Tobacco and Brew. 2143 Hilltop Drive, open 7 days a week.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
KCNR, Free Fire Radio.
Well, right now it's 10 minutes in front of 9 o'clock here on Free Fire Radio. This portion of the program brought to you by Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur Lane in Reading, our firearms dealer of choice when it comes to selecting a new long gun or pistol, having gunsmith work done, or buying ammo. John Bastiani priding himself on customer service, always having what the customer needs in stock at fair prices. Bastiani Arms, 222-8222, and ladies, we do have a phone call pending.
Okay, very good. And it is 61 degrees in downtown Reading. We're looking for a high today of 84, low of 58. And the weather is always a spot to us by Shasta Gas Propane. Give them a call at 365-3793. And we are going to go to the phones now. Welcome, Lori.
Hey, good morning, Sharon, Trish, and Bob. Thank you so much. I was on hold, and I wanted to get the gentleman's name that you just had with the help on getting placements. What was
Jim Robinson. Jim Robinson, and the company is Senior Care Solutions.
Senior Care Solutions. Mm-hmm. I think I heard him on your show a while back, and I so need his services for a few of my people. Some of us will unfortunately miss the event tomorrow. The Parkinson's Northern California is having their annual conference tomorrow, so I will unfortunately miss it, and I think it's from 8 to 4 o'clock. So your program yesterday and today should compensate for that.
Absolutely.
My reason for calling is there's also another great event happening on Saturday. It's the Sikh annual festival, Nonviolence. It's from 11 to 2 p.m. this Saturday, the 12th, and it's open to the public. Free food, displays, how to do the turban wrap, Sikh history, folk. They do some music. I was there last year, so it's a wonderful family event for people maybe on the way to the rodeo or just want something else to do during the lunchtime. So,
and where is that located, Lori?
It's at 5400 Sikh Center Drive. I'll spell Sikh, S-I-K-H.
Okay.
And that's in Anderson, and they have workshops, live demonstrations. It's just a beautiful festival, and it's about nonviolence and multicultural events. So if they want to contact the director, project coordinator, the number is 530-921-4185.
Awesome. Thanks so much,
awesome.
Lori.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank
you.
Bye-bye.
And welcome back. We are now going to go and speak with Joanne McCarley, our last guest of the evening, who's going to be having a booth there tomorrow, and her business is Shining Care. Welcome, Joanne.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Tell us all about Shining Care.
Well, we are a nonprofit agency. We've actually been in the community for over 20 years. We started out as Compass. Some might know of Compass Care Services. In 2009, I decided to sell that half of the business and open a nonprofit in an attempt to meet the unmet needs in the community. And so we're now Shining Care. Some know us as Compass Shining Care. Mm-hmm. I always like to explain all that because there are a lot of questions.
And you know, I think that we go through life thinking we make changes and everybody knows about it. And then we find out as we're talking about things on the radio specifically, people don't know what we're talking about, and we need to be more specific and more explanatory and fill them in on all those little details so they'll know, because that just clicked in my brain, quite frankly. I was thinking Shining Care, that doesn't fit with mm-hmm. Sharon. And so now you just said, yeah.
Good.
Yeah. Good. So what kind of services would I come to you for?
Well, we're certified geriatric care managers. It's an actual national association. It's called Aging Life Care. profession now. That's the new name. And our expertise is in needs assessment, risk assessment, care planning, care management. We have done home care for many years. We're beginning to phase that program out to focus on building more programs, again, to meet the unmet needs. And we are partnering with agencies. Sharon and Home Helpers is our premier partner, excellence in service partner. So our job is to help figure out what is needed. We do a fall risk assessment, full cognitive assessment, home safety evaluation. We discover if there's depression or mental illness, just about everything, whole life, even just what's needed for the environment. Maybe there are repairs in the home that the person is really struggling with finding a good person to fix them. Whatever is needed to stay safe and healthy and happy, we're there to figure out what their best options are and then hands-on connect them to those services and resources.
You know, I think we're finding that people are living longer, aging population. You have active seniors. I certainly, down at the senior center in Anderson there, I mean, I deal with people that are they're in their 80s and 90s who are still leading very active, out in the community kind of lives. My favorite person, Ken Gill, who is now going to be 105. When he turned 100, I said, okay, Ken, you get a free breakfast for the rest of your life at the Frontier Senior Center at the first Sunday of the month. He's going to be 105.
He's going to stick it to you.
He said, he's just sticking around for that free breakfast, I think.
The other thing I love about Joanne's agency, and interrupt me if I say it wrong, is that they have the grant to do the gatekeeper program. And so they train, teach what we consider gatekeepers, people that have a lot of interactions with seniors, like banking.
Yeah.
So they will go out and train all of the tellers on what to look for whether someone is potentially having financial abuse happen to them, physical abuse happen to them, some neglect of some kind. So they can kind of look for the signs. Then they will report that to the gatekeeper program, to Joanne's office. Then they will take the next step to contact that individual. And am I telling it right?
That's right.
Yeah.
You're right on.
And so if your business serves a lot of the senior population, you want your frontline people to be able to identify these things. And so they're helping train these people on how to look for it and then what you need to find out and what you can give to us. And then they will reach out to that person and help them. If, let's say, the issue is that they're not getting rides to places and the doctor's office is calling her because they're missing appointments that they need, they're going to try to help that person find the resources, financially what they can afford, you know, what's available in Reading, and that's all free.
Yes.
To that person, the planning that they do through the gatekeeper program.
And you know, there are all kinds of, we just had a seminar down at the senior center, or it's coming up, I don't remember, but anyway, to recognize these different kinds of fraud things that are going on and scams, and even a lot of times, banking specifically, I think, is we really need to be sure that those people are trained. If you have a senior that's coming in continually with a younger person or somebody in their life that's kind of telling them what to do, you see that Social Security check not going into the right account or money going in places that you don't think is appropriate. And those bankers need to be, you know, trained to recognize that so that they can protect those seniors' needs.
And oftentimes, Trish, too, then they recognize it and then they don't know what to do with it.
That's right.
Because they're not going to say, Mrs. Smith, your caregiver comes in with you. You know, so they're sometimes going, I know, I see it.
What do I do with it?
Yeah, and so exactly. This is where I think there was that missing piece because do we want to call,
call APD and turn them in?
I don't think you're really sure. Maybe this person is an actual caregiver and maybe this is okay behavior where you guys can kind of vet that out and look into that a little bit more for them.
That's right. And beyond that, we even hopefully head all of that off at the pass. So they're recognizing when maybe Mrs. Smith has come in every week, hair is impeccable, makeup, earrings, everything's on, you know.
Oh no, she shows up with no earrings.
Yeah.
They know her, and so they're going to know if something's off. She's acting oddly. She's forgetting things that she never forgot things before. They're that trusted person that's going to say, hey, something's going on. And because a person that is beginning to have change of condition, they become more vulnerable, and it's very common for them to become isolated. because they're embarrassed or people kind of, they don't mean to, but they begin to shy away because they don't know what to do.
They don't know what's happening with them, but they know so they're not reacting right, so they pull back.
And it's not usually a conscious thing that they're doing that, but they tend to do that. And it's very common for folks to become isolated. And so these gatekeeper businesses, the beautician, the banker, the favorite waitress, they're going to continue seeing them. And they're that trusted person that can recognize. And so our role is to be very preventative in nature and with bringing in the support and help that they need.
Mm-hmm. Well, hopefully we've whet your appetite today with all these different things that are available that you maybe hadn't even thought about that are available in our community. Again, I want to invite everyone to come join us tomorrow at the Mount Shasta Mall from 9 to 1. It's a healthy aging fair. Sharon and I are going to be doing a live remote with Bob Belongi's help from 7 to 10. So we're going to have more information. We have 40 vendors that are going to talk about everything you can possibly want to know about the senior population, aging in Shasta County, and all the wonderful services that are available. So please join us. Thanks for joining us this morning and going through the little bit of ups and downs with the live radio in our community.
Thanks, everyone.
1460 AM Community Radio.
Have a great day.
Coming up on 9 o'clock, Town Hall News at the top of the hour. Community Talk Radio from the North State, AM 1460, KCNR Shasta Reading. The news brought to you by Tobacco and Brew. See their newly remodeled store at 2143 Hilltop Drive. Gonna stand my ground.